From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Today, June 20th, is World Refugee Day, which was declared by the United Nations to honor refugees around the world. According to the UN, more than 114 million people around the world have been forcibly displaced due to persecution, conflicts, violence, or human rights violations. Locally, Sacramento has become a major destination for refugee populations, with thousands of Afghan refugees coming to the area after the Taliban regained power in 2021. And more recently, the region has welcomed thousands of Ukrainian refugees escaping war in their country. One organization that's been helping refugees adapt and integrate into their new communities is World Relief Sacramento. They've been doing that for more than 30 years. We're joined now by Svetlana Iotka, the Cultural Orientation Coordinator for World Relief Sacramento. She'll talk more about what this organization does and also her personal connection to it as well. Good afternoon, Svetlana.
Hello. Thank you so much for the invitation. It's a great privilege for me to speak to your audience this special day, the World Refugee Day, as I'm a refugee, and thank you for the attention.
Well, let's start there. Tell us a little bit about yourself and some of your story.
I came from Ukraine about 3 years ago. My husband and three kids, we've been resettled with the World Relief Agency, and we are really thankful for all the support we got from the Ukrainian people here, the diaspora, and also from the American government. And we were lucky to come to the United States before the war in Ukraine started, but I have so many friends who are still in Ukraine and they do not have any opportunity to come here. And also I have some friends who moved to the United States after the war started. And back in Ukraine, I was a very active person. I did lots of events. I was also involved in journalism and music and had lots of friends. And here when I immigrated, I had to start everything from zero, you know, from the white,
a blank slate.
Yes, correct. So, and I'm really thankful to such organizations as World Relief who help immigrants, who help refugees. And now I am actively involved in helping refugees, working at World Relief as the cultural orientation specialist. I teach cultural orientation. I do navigate immigrants to the community resources, and I teach on housing, law, education, you know, wellness, health. So many topics which people need to know, and I can help them.
Well, Svetlana, I want to ask you how you do that and how that works. First, for people that might not know the specific differences, can you define for us the term refugee and how it's different from an asylum seeker or migrant?
Yes, sure. There are different migration statuses, but we kind of say that everyone is a refugee. But if to be correct, you know, so asylum seeker is someone who is also seeking international protection from danger in his or her home country, but whose claim for refugee status hasn't been determined legally. But refugees, they receive the status of refugee being in another country. For example, our family, we received the status of refugees being in Ukraine. And this process took about 5 years. Passed through all this, you know, interviews and medical checkups. So it was a very long process, you know, and we came to the United States being refugees. And in 1 year, we're applying for the green card. And then in 5 years, we can apply for citizenship. So asylum, they are still waiting, you know, they applied for this status, and once it's approved, they also have the right to apply for the green card and then for citizenship. With the Ukrainian people, it's a little bit more difficult now because there is a new status, humanitarian parole. For Ukrainians, it's specifically UHPs. For Afghan people, we also have parolees. And this status is very different because it's not equal refugee. And what we are trying to... everyone believes that one day UHPs or parolees will become refugees. Then they will be able to stay in the United States. But for now, for example, my Ukrainian friends who come here with the humanitarian parole, they come only for 2 years. So in 2 years, they will have to come back to Ukraine. And if the war continues, so American government gives them more opportunities to change the status for TPS or apply for a parole. But these are some more deep legal questions. Better you ask them with our legal services. We also give free consultations.
Well, legal services must be really a huge part of what World Relief Sacramento helps with. I imagine that along with other services to help people adapt and integrate into a completely new culture and country. What are some of the biggest challenges that you help refugees with?
Yes, you're right. Thank you for this question. And we are all here to support newcomers, and we understand what phases of cultural orientation, cultural adjustment, they are going through. And the first is the most important, that they do not understand the culture. And myself, I'm still getting adjusted to the American culture. And the fact that Sacramento is the place where you have a lot of Ukrainians, a lot of people from Moldova, Russia, Belarus, so different Slavic countries, it helps a lot because you don't feel this huge difference. But in general, there is a huge barrier with this, understanding of cultural processes, understanding of how police works, how housing system works, how banking system works. Even the most difficult thing is how to build your credit score. You need to get into debt to be approved for a loan in the future. It's kind of something transforming your mind. You don't understand this. You don't understand the idea of small talks, why strange people are smiling to you and start asking you questions. This is not something common for our country.
Things that other folks would take for granted, and a refugee would have to figure all of those things out.
Yeah, sure. And that's why at our cultural orientation classes, we educate newcomers about all these unique things, about the things they may not be familiar with, but they may not understand. But we teach, this is normal. This is how you act. This is what you do. This is what you don't have to do. For example, never ever leave your kids in the car. It's, it's forbidden in US, and someone can call the police and they will take away, they will take your kids from you. But our people may not understand this. Or even when the police stops you, you don't have to go out of your car. In our countries, people usually stop, they go out and come to the police car. But here you have to sit and wait. So some simple things, you have to hold your hands, don't do this, don't talk, don't touch the policeman, don't try to give him, sweets, candies. Yeah. When you go to the hospitals, don't bring any candies, For our culture, it's normal.
Right.
If you want your doctor to be nice to you, you bring him something, it's normal. But here, you're not allowed to. They say it's illegal. Don't bring anything to your doctors.
So many things to think about and to adjust to. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Svetlana Iotka from World Relief Sacramento about helping refugees in our region. And speaking of our region, Svetlana, Sacramento, my understanding at least, is that it has been a landing spot now for decades for different refugee communities. Why, out of all communities in California or even the United States, why is Sacramento a place for so many refugees?
Sacramento is called the city of goodness because everyone is so nice and kind here, and every refugee feels welcomed. And there is a huge Ukrainian diaspora here. For example, my family, we came here because our relatives live here and they invited. So we kind of didn't have any other choice. But I also on my YouTube channel recommend people just come to Sacramento. People are very nice here. The community is very open. And our American friends are open to supporting Ukrainians, even like every month by the Capitol when we come for the pro-Ukrainian rallies and speak about the importance of supporting Ukraine. And we thank Americans for supporting Ukraine financially. So there are so many Americans who join us and they want to support, and they understand how hard it is to live in the United States, leaving everything back home, actually, like leaving your home and trying to get a new home here. And you still try, you try to survive, you try to earn some money, you try to pay all the bills, but you still don't feel like this is your home. And I'm so thankful to all the people who live in Sacramento who tried their best that all the refugees would feel here like at home.
We've got a couple of moments left, Svetlana, and I'm wondering, what are refugee communities and World Relief itself, what are they most in need of right at this time? And how can people get involved with World Relief if they want to get involved?
Yeah, thank you so much for this question. We have a great need in volunteers. We have different projects which can be supported by people from the community. And this is a great chance for the people to get their like experience in supporting and helping refugees. Also, we need partners, church partners, local organizations who want to donate, who want to join our community work. And there is a lot of information about these opportunities at our website, worldrelief.org. So you can go and see there. We have all the information there. But please welcome, please join World Relief, please support our programs, and we'll be happy to connect with you, especially if you want to volunteer personally for our community projects.
One last question for you, Svetlana. World Relief Sacramento, you're celebrating your 35th anniversary this year. So how do you hope the organization can grow and expand in years to come?
We hope that our organization will keep growing, and we are planning to start a few new locations. And we hope that more churches will join our organization and will be supporting the work we'll do. We hope that more passionate people will come to work for World Relief, and that we will be able to help even more refugees from different countries, not only Ukraine and Afghanistan. I hope that we will open our doors to more other countries.
Well, I hope that you guys are able to expand and meet that need. Svetlana, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you so much for the invitation, and welcome to our website for more information.
Thank you. Svetlana Iotka is the Cultural Orientation Coordinator for World Relief Sacramento. We've been talking about her experience as a refugee and how World Relief Sacramento helps these communities. Up next, over the past several months, Folsom State Prison has been hosting a series of theater classes, which aim to give voice to those incarcerated inside. We'll learn more about the Prison Arts Collective. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Chris Nichols.